broadcasting from the financial capital of the world. This is NBRFM, New York City.
Welcome back to NBRFM. I am your host, Christopher Gorman. Joining me now from Del Mar, California, she is the owner of Brownstein Law. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Alana Brownstein to the program. Alana, welcome. How are you today?
I'm well. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for taking a few minutes out of your day to join us. We appreciate it. And so why don't you start us off? Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Well, thanks again for having me. I am the owner of Brownstein Law. I'm located in San Diego, California, specifically in Del Mar. It's just a little bit north of San Diego on the coast. And I specialize in family law. So I handle all aspects of divorces, child custody, child support issues, post-judgment things where you need to have the other party enforce the provisions that you had agreed on. And I also do divorce mediation, where I'm the neutral mediator, and I help people resolve their divorce on their own terms.
All righty. Now, what got you started in what you're doing?
What got me started?
Yes.
Well, I knew that I wanted to certainly help people. And I think, you know, family law is just such a common transaction. People are, you know, quite frequently getting divorced or having issues with respect to, you know, parenting plans and so on and so forth. And so it happens very frequently. And there's some conflict that people have. And, you know, in the capacity as being either a neutral mediator for both parties or representing a particular party that doesn't know what their rights are, I'm just truly able to help somebody. And I really enjoy, you know, that end goal of helping someone resolve that conflict. And I was fortunate enough to have a mentor, somebody that started a very successful family law practice based on integrity. And, you know, helping individuals. And so when I saw someone, another woman that started her own practice and was able to raise her own family as well, I knew that that's the avenue that I wanted to pursue myself. And that's when I started Brownstein Law.
All righty. Now, what kind of background and training do you need in order to do what you do?
Well, in California, you have to be licensed in order to be an attorney. So I am a licensed attorney in California. As a mediator, you don't necessarily need to be licensed, but it's helpful. And so as an attorney, when I mediate a divorce, I'm able to give both parties, explain to them the law, but I'm neither party's individual attorney, right? So I can't give anybody specific legal advice, but I tell them what would happen in court, whereas if they had a mediator that was not licensed, was not an attorney, they couldn't necessarily, give them that legal framework, right? And so that's the benefit of that. But, you know, having your own law practice in California, you got to be licensed, and that I am.
All righty. Now, when somebody does reach out to you for the first time, what are they really looking for?
Usually there's a big conflict. A lot of times people don't even know where to start. They want to know, you know, how fast they can get divorced, what's the process. And in California, it's quite a long, you know, laundry list of things that they need to do. They need to disclose financial documents with the other party. And that seems to be a very big impediment to a lot of people because, people don't like to look at the numbers and the bills and really what their income and expenses really are like. And when they come to me, you know, my firm handles everything from start to finish. We give clients, you know, task lists, very realistic in their expectations and what they should be. And we handle all of the legalities and the formalities of that process because it is a very emotional process as well. And, it's important to have a good grasp on it's just truly such a transitional point in people's lives.
Absolutely. So, why do you think they choose you over someone else out there? What sets you apart?
Well, I've been practicing enough where I have a good reputation. So a lot of my referrals come from past clients, sometimes even opposing party. If my firm handled, the dissolution and the other side was not represented by counsel. I treat everybody with respect and dignity, and I'm very realistic. And so actually I've had a lot of referrals from opposing parties where they've referred their friends and family. You do good work, and my practice is really based on integrity and reasonableness, and I think that really stands out. And people see that in the first consultation with my office. They see that I'm very straightforward, transparent. There's no hiding the ball with me. And, you know, I'm the type of person where I don't lose sight of the focus in a divorce or in a custody issue. And that's really important. And I think clients see that.
All righty. And where do you see yourself moving forward? What's on tap for you?
Moving forward, I really am focused on growing my mediation practice. And I think I alluded to that a little bit more earlier, where it's so beneficial for parties to be able to come to the table and mediate and settle their case. And because in family law, I always say nobody comes out a winner. And I think in mediation, parties have the best chance in preserving their wealth, their familial bond, so that they can remain civil for their children. And I would like to educate more people on basically utilizing divorce mediation as the right way of divorce and growing that practice area. And I think I'm able to help a lot more people in that capacity than I'm just litigating every case, but certainly growing my practice and focusing on how I can help the most people that I can.
All righty. And what's the best way that my audience can reach out and contact you to find out more information?
Well, in this day and age, obviously the best way to reach me is on my website. It's www.sandiegofamilycouncil.com. My phone number, which is also listed on my website. I have a pretty good social media page as well and following. And so I list tips and blogs and whatnot because everyone searches on the internet. So that's probably the easiest way to contact me. And then I also offer a free half-hour consultation to clients that are interested in discovering whether mediation is the way or whether they need to hire their own legal representation in their family law matter.
All righty. Well, Alana, it's been a pleasure having you on the show today. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your time. It's been wonderful.
Absolutely. And for everyone else out there, do stick around. We will be right back.
Broadcasting from the financial capital of the world, this is NBRFM, New York City.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed...
680 to 90-10-4.
Order in the corner.
Could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.